Alright, how does a fairly large quantity of sugar pack? So let's say about 50 pounds of sugar or 50 pounds of flour in the sack. What were these sacks made of?
Material where you could, cloth where you could make dresses and things out of them afterwards.
Is there another name you might have used in referring to these sacks?
Pulp or meal sack.
What do you call that bag of or sack potatoes are shipped in?
Croaker sack, burlap, a gun sack. Most of them tool sack. Most of them, you know, made of something rough to hold them.
What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the meal at one time to be ground? This question may be a little difficult for you since you never lived on a farm. But even if you didn't take corn, what about the amount of wood you can carry?
Armloads. Or just plain load of whatever you carry.
When the light burns out in the electric lamp, you have to put in a new
bulb.
What kind of bulb?
Light bulb.
When you carry the washing out to hang it on the line, you carry it out in a
clothes basket.
What do males come in? Like a barrel, but smaller.
And keg. A keg, you could call it.
What runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place?
A hoop.
What do you put in the top of a bottle?
Cork.
Is there anything else you might call this cork?
Staple or stopper, a cork stopper.
What is a musical instrument children play in a tale something like this?
Mouth organ, most of them call them a harmonica, a mouth harp.
Anything else?
A fish harp.
What about something that you would hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers and it would twang?
A juice harp.
What do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
If you have a wagon and two horses, what is the long wooden piece between the horses?
The pole, even a spear, they call it sometimes. But most usually they say the pole is the thing.
You have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the
shaft of the buggy. Or you can feel in the grass.